Let us pray. All wise and eternal God, in the holy name of Jesus the Christ, our Lord, we give you thanks, praise, honor, and glory again today, God, for your goodness and for your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity, God, to arise to see the dawning of this new day with the saints of our mind and activity of our limbs. God, and we ask you, God, again today to please forgive us anywhere and everywhere we failed you in word, in deed, or in thought. And let your glory be demonstrated in our lives. We thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, Lord God. We thank you, God, for even the word that you've allowed us, God, to read today. God, hallelujah, that you've sent warning, God, to your people. And it's that warning that you sent then is still good for us now. God, that we should seek you in holiness, we should seek you in righteousness, and walk according to your word and according to your will. And when we do so, God, even though the enemy has tried to ride over us, even though the enemy has done some heinous things to God's people, God, recompense is coming from you to them because of that. So help us to understand and to know, God, that vengeance belongs to you, and to try to get somebody fixed or straightened or get them back, pray for them, because your justice is going to be exacted. So we ask you, God, again today to please forgive us anywhere and everywhere we failed you in word and deed or in thought. Let your glory be revealed in our lives, keeping us reminded with you on our side, you're more than the whole world against us, keeping us reminded, God, that you promised that you will never leave us nor forsake us, God, and hallelujah, and that since you are for us, and who can be against us? So we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you again today, and we're asking you, Lord God, if you'd be so kind, that again today that you envelop us in your favor, God, that you allow love, joy, peace, and happiness to fill our lives, and let healing, deliverance, prosperity, and salvation overtake us as we go. So we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, Lord God, and we're asking you again right now, God, to look on every pastor everywhere that's preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, or at least attempting to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Look on every one of us, God, and bless our efforts. Bless us, God, with a refreshing from your presence. Baptize us again with the Holy Ghost, God, that the Christ of God will just rise up in us, God, and bring clarity, God, of your word, because you said that your pastors would feed your people with knowledge and with understanding, God, and that's what we want to do, because we know whose we are, and we now know who we are, God, that you've made us your sons and your daughters in the land, God, and we know that we have the indwelling of your spirit. We know that it's our job now to do those things that we cannot do on our own or alone, because the enemy would cut us off on every point. But we know now with the indwelling of your spirit, we have the power to resist the devil and make him flee from us. We know now that we have the indwelling power, God, that anything that he tries to do, we can loose it, God, and make him leave. God, if he tries to bind something, we can, God, loose it. If he tries to loose it, we can bind it, God, in the name of Jesus the Christ, God, that your word is preached in truth and demonstrated in truth. God, hallelujah, that people will come to understand and to know that you do have some people in the last days. God, that your spirit is still available to everyone that will surrender, repent, and turn to you with their whole heart. God, hallelujah, that you are right there and at your discretion. God, you're going to save everyone that seek you in sincerity and in truth. You're going to baptize them with the Holy Ghost, that they will have the indwelling of the Christ of God. That as they move forward, God, you're going to prove yourself in their lives, God, and you're going to help us, God, each one of us, God, especially these preachers, Lord, everyone, God. Again, God, just let us preach and teach and demonstrate without fear, favoritism, or compromise, but to preach, teach, and demonstrate with purpose, with pride, dignity, and diligence, because we know, God, that even in Christianity, there are some that still don't really get it. They still reject the gospel because they have to step away from the things that the flesh enjoy. They have to step away, God, from those things. They have to repent of it, God. But some, they've done it so long and they're so enveloped in it, God, until they just can't walk away. But they still want to be, try to be preachers of the gospel. But we know, God, that this can't work. It won't work. It's never worked and it's not going to work. God, hallelujah, because when preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we're preaching it with truth, we're preaching with clarity, we're preaching with understanding, we'll find people, their lives are changing, people are receiving the baptism of your spirit, God, people are getting healing. God, they're being delivered. God, they're coming out of darkness, walking in the light of the knowledge of the gospel. God, when the truth is taught, because people that don't know and don't know that they don't know, when they hear the truth and we shine the light of the knowledge of the gospel in their life, God, when we are praying for them, they will seek to come out of that darkness, God. And there are those that, God, when they're sick, God, some kind of disease or sickness have overtaken their bodies, and some have had to be hospitalized. God, but because of that, hallelujah, when they pray and they continue to seek you, God, you're going to hear their cry, hallelujah, God, and get them out of those sick beds, hallelujah, God, and they were going to help people to see that they keep their faith, their trust, and their hope in you. God, that you hear the cry of the righteous and you move by your spirit in the name of Jesus the Christ, hallelujah, even as David cried out to you, Lord, God, hallelujah, God, to get him out of that sick bed, God, he said, let me go and requite them, hallelujah, God, and this is what you're going to do, God, for the believer, that when we, God, have some sickness overtake us, God, crying out to you in faith and our faith not wavering, God, you're going to move by your spirit, God, you're going to get them out of the sick beds and back on their feet, God, that even the medical professional, family, friends, and everybody, they're going to be astonished and amazed to how when they get up and get back on their feet, the zeal that they're going to have to help declare the truth of the fact that God still lives, that the Holy Ghost is available to anyone that will believe it and seek God for it, and at his discretion, he will baptize them with the Holy Ghost and their body will be healed, even if it takes a miracle. Even for those that have lost their way by lending their ears to people that Satan has influence over, and he's influencing them to say things even about the gospel, that it doesn't take this and it doesn't take that. And that was for them then, and we're in a different millennium. We're in a different dispensation. All these things they're saying, God, to dilute the intended purpose of the gospel. We know within dwelling of your spirit, that spirit cannot prevail, because we will resist that spirit and it will flee. God, hallelujah, and the people open their ears to hear your word, open their heart to receive your word, and they will develop a faith to go and demonstrate your word. This is going to give you joy, and the more joy we give you, God, the more strength you're going to grant us. God, because the prophet said, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And so when people acknowledge the fact, God, that they've allowed, God, people with talking contrary to the gospel into their ears, and they fell away from the truth. But when they fell back and recognized that they were back in darkness, God, and they began to cry out to you, God, please forgive me. I have failed you. I have gone away from your word. I've endangered my own soul. Hallelujah. God, please forgive me and restore me, God. And when you understand that they are sincere, God, you're going to move by your spirit and grant them a refreshing from your presence, that they're going to get back on the right path in life and do the things that they've been charged to do as believers, God. Hallelujah. And that's to walk upright before you after hearing the truth of the gospel by your commissioned preachers. God, in the name of Jesus the Christ, we ask you, God, again today to look on those that have lost their self-sufficiency and financial independence, God, to restore it unto them, God, because it's but a light thing for you, because you're God and nothing is too hard for you. And we're asking you, God, when you look into lives and hear the prayers and the cries of particularly those of the household of faith, God, that when they're crying out, Lord, please help me. God, I don't want to be on social assistance. I don't want my family to have to feed me. I want to be able to do it on my own. God, and anywhere and everywhere I failed you in word and deed or in thought, God, please forgive me and refresh me and restore me. God, hallelujah, and I will get myself together and I won't rob you anymore and I won't steal from you anymore. God, and I won't do the things that are contrary to your word anymore, but I will walk upright before you. And even those, God, that were walking upright, but because the employer was all messed up with you, God, and you impact their employer with the things, God, to seek to get their attention. But the saints lost their jobs in the process. But we know that you're going to restore them, even if you have to make them entrepreneurs. Let them start their own business. God, let them be able to hire people and pay them wages that are commensurate, God, with the cost of living. Do it, God, like only you can. And we trust you for it. And we believe that you're going to do it in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah. So we know, God, hallelujah, we're not going to get wavering-minded about it. We're not going to panic about it because we know you see. We know that you know. And we know that you're going to fix it. We trust you for it. We believe you for it. And we're going to continue to walk upright before you. We're going to continue to seek to demonstrate the knowledge and understanding that we have of your word to the point, God, that you are satisfied with us, that you're going to grant that restoration like only you can. And for that, we say hallelujah and thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, hallelujah. God, because we know, God, that there is nothing that is, God, that you don't know about it. There is nothing because everything was created by you and for you. God, and even with us, God, before we can think it, you've already let us know in your word that you already know it. So help us, God, to understand and to help others to understand. God, hallelujah, that we can't cut deals with you because you don't do deals. God, we can't manipulate you, God, because before you, we can say it, you know it. So we've come to understand, and we're trying to help others to understand. Just be honest. When you're wrong, admit you're wrong. When you're in error, admit you're in error. Confess it to God. Hallelujah. Be honest with him, and he'll manifest his word in your life at his discretion. So we thank you today, God, in the name of Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. God, for those that have lost loved ones, that you're strengthening them and you're going to encourage them and comfort them and console them, that they're going to be able to get themselves up, God, for mourning and get up and begin to seek you in sincerity and in truth, and you're going to refresh them, God, hallelujah, with the indwelling of your spirit, and they're going to get up, God, hallelujah, and be able to go and tell others how they can rise up, how they can get up as well, and that is to seek you and not allow the devil and people that are influenced by Satan to call to people to be angry with you, but they're going to embrace you, they're going to love you, they're going to thank you, and you're going to move in their lives, and we thank you for it right now. God, and for those homes, God, where there's just fussing and fighting and arguing and debate, God, is just chaos and confusion all the time, all day long, every day. The people, God, hallelujah, they don't worship you, they don't honor you. God, but hallelujah, some of them have friends that know you in departing of their sin. Some of them, God, hallelujah, might on occasion go to church, or they might on occasion have gone to church and have heard some preach word. But God, they see all this confusion and they see that they can't get things done using secular wisdom. That they turn and they go, begin to cry, pray to you. They begin to cry out to you, Lord, please help me. I know I haven't lived right. I know I haven't done what I ought to do. But I'm coming to you because I believe that you can help me, that you will help me. I surrender my whole life. I surrender myself to you. I give up, God. I just need the indwelling of your spirit to strengthen me, to walk away from these things that have had me ensnared all my life. And God, if you do so, I will walk up right before you and I'll be who you want me to be. And God, and when you hear that sincerity, you're going to move by your spirit and you're going to continue to give them some strength and some comfort. And then they're going to, God, invite other members of the family. Well, just come, just 10 minutes, 15 minutes. God, and then after a while, the entire family, they'll find a time during the day, God, hallelujah, that the family can come together. If it's at midnight, whatever time, God, they'll come together and they will pray and they will seek you and they'll pray in sincerity. They'll pray with the honest hearts, hallelujah. And when they begin to realize, hallelujah, that they're gelling together and they're reading your word together, they're praying together, and 10 minutes turn to 20 minutes and 20 minutes turn into 40 minutes, and 40 minutes turn into an hour. God, hallelujah. And then when they finish, hallelujah, they'll still, God, just giving you thanks and praise and glory and honor. And you'll drive out every negative spirit in that home. All the fussing, all the debating, all the spirits that want to just argue and debate for no real reason. God, you'll drive these things out of the home. Children will become obedient to the parents. Parents will stop doing foolish and, God, immoral and, God, just things in the presence of the children and saying things and doing things, and the children will stop sneaking out at night. They'll stop going out and getting promiscuous and smoking and having, God, this, even they're calling, they think it's all right because they call it consensual sex, but they're just children and they don't really know what's going on. They don't really know about life, hallelujah, God, and they're going out and they're getting pregnant and making babies, God, because the parents haven't done a good job with them at home. They don't keep them in prayer. And we know that even some that the parents pray with, they get out and go do the same thing. But at least, God, we know that if they do it and they really know the truth, God, as they raise up their children, this is going to come back on them. And we want to help them to understand that. Hallelujah, because the seed you sow is what's going to grow. God, but people get and they get back to the church house. And you will begin, God, to help them to understand. And when they cry out to you in sincerity in your sanctuary, with the other saints crying out to you and worshiping you and honoring you, God, you're going to baptize them too with the Holy Ghost, that they too would have the indwelling of the Christ of God, that they too, God, will begin to try to help others to don't do the things that they've done. There's a way out of that darkness that they're in, to stop being rebellious and fighting against the church, because you can't beat God, because he will pull you down. He can take things from you, because we help them to know that everything that we have is because of the kindness of God, the mercy of God. But when we begin to love him back, when we begin to show him gratitude, when we begin to demonstrate gratitude, hallelujah, God will turn things around for us. And this is how, God, we thank you, we praise you, we honor you right now, this very hour, God, because we know that somewhere, God, you're visiting a sick bed in some home somewhere, in a hospital room somewhere. God, you're touching a feeble and a sick body that had been crying out to you, and you're going to raise them out of those beds, hallelujah. For those that have lost their way by allowing their feelings and emotions to control their decision-making, God, hallelujah. And when they begin to cry out to you, Lord, I know I messed up. I feel myself. I see myself back in the darkness. God, but if you will please help me again, God, you're going to get them back on their feet and get them back on the right path in life. You're going to restore independence, God's self-sufficiency, Lord, hallelujah. Because there are people that don't want to be on social assistance. God, hallelujah. There are some people, God, hallelujah, they don't want to have to go get food stamps. Hallelujah. And God, and we don't say this, God, with shame, but there are just some that they want to be self-sufficient. There are some, hallelujah, that they just want to be able to provide for their families. And their faith and their trust is, hallelujah, is in you, that you can empower them to do that. Let it be so, we pray in the name of Jesus the Christ. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for the joy that you're going to fill the hearts of people that believe, the healing that's going to take place, the restoration that's going to take place, the deliverance that's taking place. God, that we're all going to give you joy. They're going to get together and give you praise and honor and glory in the name of Jesus the Christ. We thank you. We praise you and we honor you again today, because you're God and you're God alone, and it's you that have made us and not we ourselves. So we thank you, Holy Father, and we're waiting for that day when the Lord Jesus shall descend in the clouds of power and great glory with the trump of God and the voice of the archangel. And when that trump shall sound, the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then those that are alive and remain on the earth that day shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air, and shall forever be with the Lord. And again, this is my hope, God, hallelujah, for myself, hallelujah. And I know that every believer everywhere around the globe that believe in Christianity, believe in you, God, they believe that you gave your only begotten son. And we thank you, Jesus, for laying down your life for us. We thank you, God, for sending back the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, that we now have the indwelling of your spirit. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, hallelujah, for your goodness and for your mercy. Hallelujah. But God, we also know that until that day shall come, hallelujah, that the enemy is going to still continue to seek to destroy and tear down and dilute the gospel and turn people away from the truth. But we know still that you're going to maintain our cause. You're going to keep us, hallelujah, strengthened and wise, God, by leading us and guiding us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. You're going to provide for us whatever it is that we need to take that walk, to do that demonstration. God, according to your riches in glory, hallelujah, that we can do what you've charged us to do. We can be who you want us to be. God, hallelujah, until the day that the Lord Jesus comes. And in the process, God, we are continuing to declare the light of the knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ that those are in darkness. Again today, God, and right now, this very hour, this is my hope and my prayer. And I believe you to do it. God, in the name of Jesus to Christ, we pray and we do believe it so. Amen and thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Amen and amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Again, people of God everywhere, things are not as bad as they seem. And nothing can happen to you again today that you and God can't handle. But you can't let your faith shake. You can't be wavering-minded, believe it one time, then you don't believe it. Sometimes because of people you hang around, some people just don't believe. You can't spend all your day around non-believers and people that's talking against the gospel. Talk with people that believe. Talk with people that are sanctified. As the scripture said, they spake often one to another. This is what we want to do. This is what we need to do. Hallelujah. And when we do that, when the enemy comes on the attack, we're always ready to resist it. Amen. So again today, you go well and be safe. And remember, as you would that men should do unto you, do ye also unto them. Our scripture reading today came from Joel chapter 3 in its entirety. I didn't realize the recorder was not on at that point.